Hello, Brave Beans. It's Bridget here. Welcome to Brave Bean, the podcast. On this show, we explore what it takes to raise brave, resilient kiddos. Modern parenting is tough, especially when you have a child with big emotions or difficult behaviors. We all need support, and this show is designed to give you the tools you need to help your child flourish and thrive. Today's episode, I have a very, very special guest, my dear friend, and clearly my technological wizard for today, who offers so many wonderful opinions about the world and life. His name is Elliot. Elliot, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah. So my name's Elliot and I live in Lafayette, Colorado. I'm 10 and I'm in fifth grade. I have three siblings and three dogs. So yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you feel about the world and life?
I feel like kids should in general have more freedom and stuff.
Wonderful answer, Elliot. So you might notice today our recording quality is a little bit different as we are sitting face to face sharing this mic. So we're going to move into talking about some rant topics and getting Elliot's view, what he thinks and what he feels about those particular things. Elliot, where would you like to start?
Let's start with homework needs to go.
Oh, let's start with homework needs to go. Tell us more about your thoughts on that.
So I really think that there is not really any point to having homework because it's not like we're going to de-learn something overnight or anything. It's like maybe on the weekends, like a little bit, but I don't think we should do that at all.
So do you think like homework is helpful to your learning, or does it kind of feel like you think that like downtime could be more beneficial?
I think downtime could probably be more beneficial, and in that, like, I also have things to do during the week. So sort of annoying to have to then do like all this homework and stuff.
So basically what I'm understanding is that you feel like homework doesn't really increase your understanding of a particular topic or knowledge about like math or spelling. Like it doesn't really advance your learning in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I also think it's helpful to have a teacher to help you, and my parents are usually busy, so it's hard to get help if I need help.
Yeah, I completely understand that. It's like busy work. Do you feel like it's just something that occupies your evenings, and are there other things you'd rather be doing?
Yes, I feel like it's something that occupies a lot of my time, and there is other things I would rather do than filling out a worksheet.
Worksheets. Ugh. Do you think downtime is important?
Yes, I think downtime is important.
So you don't like to have to go to school and then have more school?
Yes. It's like if they want to teach us stuff during school, then like have us do it during school.
And do you, at your school, do you get some of that time to do some stuff and like additional support, or do you feel like you always have to take stuff home?
Every day except for Fridays, we have homework, so we have a lot of stuff to take home, and then got reading homework and math homework, so yeah.
Oh, like the two like categories that are like the roughest. Forget math.
I like reading homework sometimes, but like still homework's gotta go.
Homework's gotta go. You heard it here, teachers. Homework has got to go. So let's talk about some rackets, right? Like things in the world, like it's just a racket. Any ideas? I have a feeling that like the price of Legos might be pricing of stuff. Let's talk about pricing of stuff.
Yes. So like I think some of the least expensive Lego sets are $19.99, not including tax. And I believe the largest Lego set is $629.99. The federal tax is $63.
Legos are a very major skill building quality. And something I know about Elliot is he's an expert in Lego building. So like, what would you say, like, average time, like, an advanced 16-plus set? Like, how many times is, how many days does that take you?
I did an 18-plus set that I got for Christmas in 3 days.
And does that fulfill you? You find, like, joy in that?
Yes, I find a lot of joy in that.
Exactly. So, do you feel like it, you know, like, stimulates your brain?
Yeah, I feel like it stimulates my brain. And also, like, it makes it so I can have some alone time, I guess.
So it, like, has a lot of benefits to you. And yet, how many Lego sets do you, like, because of the expense? Like, either you buy them yourself with money you get, or you get them as gifts. So if we're talking about the major advanced Lego sets, like, how many of those do you get in a year?
One, maybe two at the most.
Right. So we're talking about one or two times a year, you get to have this experience with the Legos. So we need to send a shout out to Lego right now that we need to increase accessibility. We can't have a Lego set that stimulates the brain that costs $400. You're not, like, it's not giving enough opportunities to even more kids who aren't necessarily in your situation to get to explore that part of their brain.
Yes, exactly.
What would you like to talk about next, Elliot? Would you like to move on to the issues with climate change, the coronavirus?
Let's do dessert. And why we should have them every day.
Oh, let's do dessert and why we should have them every day. What do you have to say about that?
So I think kids should have dessert every day, like specifically maybe the weekdays.
Because?
Because, I mean, it's been a long day and it's nice for us to have a treat at the end of a day, at end of the day. So, yeah.
Do you feel like, you know, I think about dessert, and if I get dessert, it's kind of like a reward for me. Do you feel like there should be anything that you have to do in your day, even though it's a long day, to be able to get the luxury of dessert every day?
Maybe just having like a good day.
For you, what would a good day look like?
Not fighting with my siblings and classmates.
Yeah, I think that deserves dessert, right? And would dessert be motivating for you to be able to do those things?
Yes, and also kids are gonna like try and sneak sweets if they don't. And I know this from experience because I've done it.
You have?
And you gotten caught.
Oh,
don't
no.
Worry, I got caught.
Oh, no.
But if they were having a dessert, they wouldn't feel that motivation to go and do it.
Well, I think you speak to something like really important here. It's like if we fulfill the need on a regular basis, right? Like if I have something to work towards to get the dessert, then perhaps I won't feel the need to defy the rule. And it could promote the expectations, you know, family, friends, and school has of me. Okay, so tell me this. Does sugar and dessert make you crazy?
It makes my brothers crazy, if that counts.
But it doesn't make you crazy.
Not that crazy. I mean, it makes me a little crazy sometimes.
So if you had dessert every night, would you be able to, like, sleep? Would you be able to, like, wind down? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
We get dessert on Sundays, and that's the only day we... Here, let me just...
Mic adjustment.
Sorry, technical difficulties.
Yeah, we're moving back and forth here, folks.
So, and I don't have... that much trouble winding down generally. So, yeah.
What if you got dessert and, like, your siblings didn't get dessert? Or does everybody just get dessert?
Everybody gets dessert unless they don't have a good day, I guess. So, yeah.
But what if that's you and everybody else gets dessert and you don't get dessert?
Then that's just too bad, but there's always a tomorrow.
Oh, wise words. There's always a tomorrow. All right. So we've talked about inflation on Legos. We've talked about the candy and sweets and dessert epidemic amongst you children, kids. Now we have to decide, are we going to talk about the bigger issues in the world or... should we move on to something else, like top 5 movies and books for your age range?
Let's do top 5 movies and books, and yeah.
What do you want to start with there, books or movies?
You choose.
Ooh, I get to choose. Hard choice. I'm curious because I know a lot about the books you like to read. I'm curious what you like to watch.
One of my favorites is the Animals of Madagascar series. Oh, I like that a lot because it's so funny. Bridget, have you watched any?
Yes, I love that one. What age range would you recommend this for?
I think it's rated PG.
So would you think that, like, Olive could watch this? It's animated, right?
Yeah, it's animated.
Is there comedy in this film?
Yes.
All right. Any other movie recommendations you might have?
Yes. Oh, Christmas Chronicles. Bridget, have you watched that?
I have watched that. Do you feel like we could watch it outside of Christmas time?
I have watched it outside of Christmas time, so yes.
So an anytime movie despite the title. Yeah. All right, so we haven't done top 5 unless there's something, some other movie you feel is important to note.
Pets, I think, is really good. Thinking you watched this from the way you're reacting.
Oh my God, I'm reacting like I love that movie so much. I could watch that movie 100 years, and that's coming from someone who's 37. Could watch it over and over and over again, which is where we realize that regardless if you're 10, or 17, 27 years older than that, that is a flick that is fun for everyone.
And then there's another one called Dog Gone Trouble. Have you watched that one, Bridget?
Yeah, I've watched that one too. It sounds like we have an affinity for animals here, which I think we're going to get to shortly. But before we get there, do you want to do any recommendations for books? And I think that the recommendations you might have, because I know my friend is quite the advanced reader, and I believe at one time you didn't like reading that much.
Yes, and that, yeah, I found reading hard when I learned to read in second grade. But one more thing about the movies real quick. These movies are currently all on Netflix.
Excellent addition to knowing where you can access them. Okay, so you didn't like reading in second grade? And then all of a sudden, what happened in third grade?
Like, end of second grade, I just, like, picked up reading. And, like, in fourth grade, I read some pretty advanced books and stuff that we'll get into.
Yeah, you just like lost your mind in books in like a really good way. So if you have a kiddo out there who can't really hang with the reading, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, recognize that the expectations are absurd for that age range. And that with a little practice in finding topics that you really, really like, you also can get lost in books, right?
Yes. So my first favorite book is probably The Hunger Games, as a lot of you know that is a older kid book. Like I read it end of fourth grade, maybe when I was after I had turned 10. So you definitely don't want a little kid reading that because that would probably freak them out. Have you read this, Bridget?
I have read The Hunger Games and, you know, had to do some apprehension around whether or not that would be a recommended title for you when it came up. And then based on your reading style and your interest in things like war and the world, it felt really appropriate. But I think like we all need to make the right assessment for our kiddos based on their interests and their capacity for their brain. So in a general perspective, this book would be probably recommended for,
I'd say like 10 to infinity year olds.
Like 13. I would say this book is recommended.
Shut up. It's a good book.
I would say 13.
And actually, my entire class read, so my class is.
Well, your whole class has very large, very smart brains. But for the most part, I'm pretty sure the recommendation is young adult, not preteen.
It's actually at my library. Yes, it is listed in the teen catalog.
So what else would you recommend?
The IQ series. First book is called The IQ Independence Hall. It's about this kid and his stepsister whose mom was a Secret Service agent. And that's all I'm going to say. Bridget, have you read this book?
Absolutely not, because in full transparency, it takes a lot for me to read nonfiction.
It's not nonfiction.
What is it?
It's fiction.
Oh my goodness. See, I can't even get nonfiction and fiction right. So that showcases my ability to read. I have read Harry Potter, which is probably one of your recommendations. And I have read Hunger Games because I, at one point, thought that would make me relevant to the kids I hang out with. It's losing its luster because they all read new things like the IQ series. But I take great enjoyment in the opportunity for you to share with me about these titles, because I can get myself there and enjoy it much better with you explaining it to me than reading it myself.
Yes. So I have another series. It's called World War II, and it's by Christopher Lynch, I think, something like that. And it's about the series is about four different World War II veterans from the Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Army. And yeah, it's a really good historical fiction book. Have you read this book?
Have I read this book? On World War II? No, this is why I'm friends with you. So you can tell me everything I need to know, which World War II is proper topic for me to know about, but I think I learned the most about it from you sharing with me. You've done a lot of research and a lot of fact searching on this particular era and time that strangely affected my family and heritage a lot, but I don't know that much about it.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. So let's see. Oh, I have an author recommendation because he's written so many books and I don't know which one's best. So Alan Graz, I think that's how you pronounce it, something like that. He's written a lot of books about the World War II area, and yeah, I really enjoy his books.
I think this is really a clear identification of like the power reading can have. Do you feel like you can go to another place and another time when you read a book?
Yes, I do. Oh, and another recommendation is the New Kids series. It's graphic novels, and it's about this middle schooler who's going to a new school, and it's really funny.
Can you say a little bit about what a graphic novel is? Because I'm old. What is a graphic novel?
It's basically a like comic book the size of a normal book.
Wow. That sounds interesting. There's no graphic novels when I was like a kid. It's either storybooks or chapter books. Those were the options. So you get to see pictures while reading a full-size book.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to wrap up here, and Elliot and I had an idea about how we should wrap up, which is a topic that is very near and dear to our hearts and something that we share a lot of information on together. So much so that every time I'm with him, he makes me want to get a new puppy. So, Elliot, why don't you share a little bit about, to end the podcast, why don't you share a little bit about your love for pets and what they have meant to you?
So, yes, I currently have 3 dogs. I've had 4 during my life. Well, the ones I currently have is some sort of mixed breed with black fur and a white patch on his chest and big pointy ears that like move all around. It's so cute. Okay, and then the other ones I have is black or white with black big black splotches all over the place. She loves to snuggle with me and stuff. So yeah.
Who's the tried and true? Let's talk about the tried and true dog.
Probably Kylie.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about Kylie and your experience with her.
So she's the dog that I've probably had the longest experience with because she's been alive my entire life.
And does Kylie take care of you and you take care of her in a different way than most of us humans could even expect?
Yes.
She sleeps with you?
Yes.
Like snuggles right up on you.
Yes.
Yeah. And what does her and certainly the other dogs, because the other dogs are puppies.
Yes. So his name's Westerly. We call him Wes. And he is a English golden retriever. He's mostly like a pale tan with like a like darker yellow stripe along his back. And yeah, we've had him for a little while. He's super cute.
All right, so I'm going to get for a second here a little bit past the super cute, dive a little bit deeper, and ask you to share with our other Brave Beans a little bit about how important the human and dog, human and animal, really, because you're an animal lover, as am I, relationship is. What have dogs brought to your life?
Remember I mentioned not being able to read very well. I would read to Kylie while I was in bed, and that probably helped me learn to read a little bit. Also, dogs have huge emotional supports for us, and it's very important, I think, to have a pet that you can share your secrets with and stuff.
Well, on that note, which, as I always feel with you, you teach me the wisest words and probably in tears because I'm always so impressed with you as a human being. You have taught me the most in my life. It is a pleasure to know you. And I'm so glad that we had this opportunity to do this together. And I can't wait for you to share this with your friends. And I can't wait to share this with our community. You are a special, special person. And do you have any final thoughts you would like to leave today?
Yeah. I've been friends with Bridget for what, 3 or 4 years now? 4 years. It's been a really fun to do that. So, yeah.
Wonderfully said. We'll see you all next time. Thanks for listening. And if you like the podcast and want to hear more special guests like Elliot, please reach out or subscribe and share with a friend. We'll see you all next time.
See you all next time. Bye.